This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah.
Now we move on to the very final chapter, and that is Babu Salat al-Eidain, the chapter of the two Eids. وَهِيَ فَرْضٌ عَلَى الْكِفَايَةِ إِذَا قَامَ بِهَا أَرْبَعُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْمِصْرِ سَقَطَتْ مِنْ سَائِرِهِمْ. And Salat al-Eid is Fard Kifaya. Fard Kifaya. And the fact that it is Fard Kifaya is the default position in the Madhahib. That the default position of the Madhahib is that it is Fard Kifaya. And Fard Kifaya means that one group must do it, and when they do it for the rest of them, they are forgiven. And the classic examples of Fard Kifaya is the dafn and janazah of a body. Somebody's got to do it. And if it's not done, the whole community is guilty. So this is the classic example. According to the default position of most of the Madahib, Eid is Fard Kifaya. And another position is that it is sunnah. It's not even fard kifaya. And a third position is that it is fard ayn. These are the three primary positions. The default position, the majority position, it is fard kifaya. And this is the Hanbali position as well. Mainstream. There is a strand of the Hanbali school that also says it is fard ayn. But the majority position, it is fard kifaya. If 40 people of any city do it, the rest of them are sinless. Once again, 40. Because again, Jumu'ah, same thing. There must be 40 people for Eid. So according to the Hanbali position, if 40 people in any city perform Eid, the rest of them are sinless and they do not have to pray Eid. وَوَقْتُهَا. Now this is the position of the Hanbali school, the position of Ibn Taymiyyah, and the one that I'm very sympathetic to, it is Fard Ayn. It is Fard Ayn. And the reason for this is that this is the only salah that the Prophet ﷺ commanded even the menstruating woman to come to the gathering. And the young ladies who typically would never leave their houses. There was an age right before marriage where the young ladies of that era were simply kept until they were married off. There was that age where they would not leave publicly. And even that age, our Prophet ﷺ said, let them come and wear the jilbab. Even if they don't have their own, they can put on their sister's jilbab, i.e. the jilbab meaning a large cloak. Let them put that cloak on and then go and attend the khayr. وَلْيَشْهَدْنَا الْخَيْرِ. Let them benefit the good. And from this, Ibn Taymiyyah and others say that attending Eid is in fact obligatory, because even menstruating women were told that they should come and not attend the salah, but be a part of the gathering. Okay, so again, there's many, many positions here, but the standard Hanbali position is Fard Kifaya. وَوَقْتُهَا مِنْ اتِّفَاعِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى الزَّوَالِ. And the timing of Eid is from when the sun rises, basically Salat al-Duha time, until the Zawal. Okay, so Eid Salah, its timing begins when you can pray after Fajr. And it ends when you are not allowed to pray because of the Zawal. And this is the timing that Salat al-Duha as well is prayed. So the Eid Salah overlaps with the Duha Salah in its timing. وَالسُنَّةُ فِعْلُهَا فِي الْمُصَلَّى. And the sunnah is that it should be prayed in the musalla, not in the masjid. What is a musalla, by the way? The musalla in classical fiqh is an open land. It is not what we call musalla in our modern language. For us, a musalla is the place where Jumu'ah doesn't take place. It's a temporary place of prayer. So the musalla will be a small room in your office. In the Muslim world, every office building has a little musalla. Okay? In the Muslim world, every strip mall has the musalla. Every department store, major department store has a little musalla. This would be called musalla in modern Arabic. In classical fiqh, musalla is a large ground outside the city. And the sunnah is to pray Eid outside of the masjid. Why? Here's the scholars differ. One group says that this is intended by the Prophet ﷺ and it should be done in open, and that is the sunnah. And another group said, no, it's just logistics, that the number of people who would come would not fit in the masjid. What else can they do other than go outside and pray? So based on this, basically, modern yani fuqaha, they basically are trying to question, okay, if the masjid can fit everybody, should we still pray inside? Or should we make it a point to go outside? And the fact of the matter is, this is theoretical for us in North America because the masjid can never fit. Always we are short. But in some cities, what happens is, all of the masajid become Eid prayer places. And again, all of this we should be lax about and leave it to various communities, because we do not have the civilizational laws on our sides. We have to take into account that not everybody can take off, that people have to go back to work. It is not always convenient for every community to have only one Eid Salah. Nonetheless, the sunnah is that it should be prayed in the musalla. And the sunnah is ta'jeel al-adha wa ta'khir al-fitr. Adha is prayed early and fitr is prayed a little bit late. Now again, this is the sunnah. For us in North America, it's almost impossible to be that strict. We have to think of parking problems, logistical problems, long lines. So for us, we always delay both Eid Salah. But technically, adha should be done early. Why? So that you can go and sacrifice the animal. Okay? And fitr can be delayed a little bit. وَالْفِطْرُ فِي الْفِطْرِ خَاصَةً قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ. And zakatul fitr is given in Eidul Fitr before the salah. Okay, that's only in Eidul Fitr. There is no zakat, obviously, in Eidul Adha. وَيُسَنُّ أَنْ يَغْتَسِلَ وَيَتَنَظَّفَ وَيَتَطَيَّبَ. The same issues. It is sunnah to do ghusl and to cleanse oneself and to wear perfume. Once it is time to pray, the imam goes forward and leads 2 raka'at without adhan, without iqama. And this is, again, mujma alayh, there is ijma'. There is no adhan, there is no iqama for Eid Salah. And for which other salah? Janazah Salah. There is no adhan, there is no iqama. And for which other salah? Istisqa. And for tarawih, there is no adhan and iqama for any of these salawat. The only salawat that have iqama and adhan are the 5 salawat and jumu'ah. Okay, so for salat al-eid, there is no adhan, there is no iqama. يُكَبِّرُ فِي الْأُولَى سَبْعًا بِتَكْبِيرَةِ الْإِحْرَامِ وَفِي الثَّانِيَةِ خَمْسًا سِوَى تَكْبِيرَةُ الْقِيَامِ. This is where all of the khilaf comes in the madhahib. The Hanbalis and the Shafi'is say that the Eid will be 7 takbiras in the first rak'ah and 5 takbiras in the second rak'ah. And the Hanafis have 6 in each. Correct? 6 in each. Total 6. I have never prayed behind the Hanafis, so I don't know. 3-3? What I recall from my studies is 6. Excuse me, my allergies are working up. You remember 6 and you remember 3. You also remember 6? From my studies, I have not prayed behind a Hanafi. From my studies, I remember they say 6, 6 and 6. But I can quickly look this up when I go back and come back to you. Okay. And there could be also 2 positions. Most madhahib have 2 positions even within the madhab. In any case, the Hanafis have their own numbering. And the Shafi'is and Hanbalis, they basically have this numbering. What is the numbering of the Shafi'is and Hanbalis? They say that there will be 7 takbiras in the first, including the takbiratul ihram. So that Allahu Akbar followed by 6. Takbiratul ihram counts in the 7. And then in the second rak'ah, 5 after takbiratul ihram. The second rak'ah, 5 after takbiratul qiyam. Takbiratul qiyam. Okay? So when you say Allahu Akbar and you stand up, then you say 5. And that Allahu Akbar of standing up does not count as one of the 5. Okay? So in essence, you have added 6 takbiras in the first rak'ah and 5 takbiras in the second rak'ah. In essence. Because after the takbiratul ihram, now you do 6 times. And then in the second rak'ah, when you stand up, you do it 5 times. The total should be odd because Islam loves odd. And so it is an odd number in that sense. So this is what is mentioned. And this is based on a hadith of Aisha that the Prophet ﷺ said. A hadith is in Abu Dawood. التكبير في الفطر والأضحى في الأولى بسبع تكبيرات وفي الثانية خمسا سوى تكبيرة القيام. Explicit hadith. And of course the controversy occurs whether it is authentic or not, that the takbir in fitr and adha is 7 in the first rak'ah and 5 in the second rak'ah, not including takbiratul qiyam. And this is an explicit hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ مَعَ كُلِّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ وَيَحْمَدُ اللَّهَ وَيُصَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم بَيْنَ كُلِّ تَكْبِيرَتَيْنِ. So according to the Hanbali madhab, you should raise the hands every time you do the takbirah. And that is the Shafi'is as well. They raise the hands. Of course, the Hanafis do not like raising the hands at all. And they try to minimize raising the hands. And so they only raise it for takbiratul ihram. But for the rest of the madahib, it is always the raising of the hands. And it is good to say Alhamdulillah wa salatu ala Rasulillah between the takbirahs. This is from the books of fiqh. There is nothing mentioned in the books of hadith in this nature. Then he recites Fatiha out loud. And he recites the rest of it in Jahran. So Eid is Salat al-Jahriya. All the madahib agree, Eid is Salat al-Jahriya. Once he says Salam, he gives the khutbah, 2 khutbatain like Jumu'ah. Now, pause here. This is the Hanafi, Hanbali, and Shafi'i position, mainstream position, that khutbatul Eid is the same as khutbatul Jumu'ah, except that it is after and khutbatul Jumu'ah is before. Okay, so the majority position is that the khutbah of Eid and the khutbah of Jumu'ah is the same in content and structure and wujub. However, there is a position in some madhahib, and once again, our own guy Ibn Taymiyyah Ibn Al-Qayyim are always the ones thinking a little bit critically, and they said khutbatul Eid has not been narrated as 2. Rather, it has been narrated as 1. And therefore, they advocate that khutbatul Eid is 1 khutbah. And that is why, if you notice carefully, you yourselves will notice some imams for Eid will give 2 khutbahs. And some imams, and I'm amongst them, the short, sweet khutbahs that you have all come to like, inshallah, of my khutbahs, right? It's always 1. I never sit down and then stand up again. I don't do that because I'm following Ibn Taymiyyah's position here. And that is that the Eid khutbah has not been narrated as 2. It has been narrated as 1. But in any case, the madahib say 2. Whoever does 2, alhamdulillah, that is fine. Okay, whoever does 2, that is fine as well. وَلَا يَتَنَفَّلُ قَبْلَ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ وَلَا بَعْدَهَا فِي مَوْضِعِهَا. There is no sunnah of Salatul Eid before or after. And again, this is something that all the madahib say, that by and large, because there is a musalla, you're praying in the musalla. Now suppose Eid is taking place in the masjid, in this case there will be tahiyyatul masjid, but there's not going to be any sunnah for the Eid. وَمَنْ أَدْرَكَ الْإِمَامِ قَبْلَ سَلَامِهِ أَتَمَّهَا عَلَى صِفَتِهَا. Whoever catches the imam before the salam, he will make up the 2 raka'at upon the order of Eid, as if he's praying Salatul Eid. Why? Because Eid is not a substitute for anything. Unlike Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is a substitute for Dhuhr. So if you're not catching Jumu'ah, you have to pray Dhuhr. So you're going to pray 4. But Eid, what is it a substitute of? Nothing. It is an independent prayer. So suppose you didn't catch the first raka'ah or even the second raka'ah, you will make up how many raka'at? 2. What else are you going to do? Okay, so Eid, you will make it up 2 raka'ah. وَمَنْ فَاتَتْهُ فَلَا قَضَاءَ عَلَيْهِ. If you miss Eid, there is no qada. There is no qada at all for making up of the Eid prayer. And it is mustahab to make takbir from the night of Eid. And in the adha, you do the takbirat after the fara'id in the jama'at from Salat al-Fajr of Yawm al-Arafah to the Asr of the final day of Tashriq. I.e., we have just done this a few weeks ago. While you were at Hajj, mashallah, tabarakallah, the rest of us were missing you. And based in this masjid, what were we doing? You were making dua for us, jazakallah khair, alhamdulillah. So what were we doing while you were making dua for us? After every salah, we were making the takbirat. And when does the takbirat begin? Again, the madhahib differ. But the Hanbali madhab, which is what actually we did this year, from the Fajr of Arafah on the 9th day, i.e. the day before Eid, from the Fajr of Arafah, that's one position. Another position from the Fajr of the 10th day, you begin. Okay? And it lasts until Asr of the, what day? 13th. Asr of the 13th day. Okay? So the Hanbali position, from the Fajr of the 9th, so that's the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, and then half of the 13th. So 4.5 days we'll be doing takbirat. And some of the other madahib say 3.5 because they begin from the morning of the 10th. Okay, and inshallah, whichever one you do, it is fine. And then we finish here. وَصِفَةُ التَّكْبِيرِ شَفْعًا. And the way that the takbir is done is to say it twice. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. This is the standard takbir from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with that, we finish Kitab al-Salah. We have done, alhamdulillah, all of Kitab al-Salah from beginning to end from this book, Al-Umda, Sharh Al-Umda, from the famous scholar Ibn Qudama Al-Maqdisi. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our deeds, and most importantly, may He accept our salah. So the question is, the topic of khutbah, is there anything that has to be regulated from the sunnah? And the response is no, nothing. Topics are completely open, and it is up to the imam what to do. And there are modern scholars that have given schedules for khutbah til Eid, and that's something from the modern times. As for the classical times, not at all. As well, the Prophet's khutbahs were very short, as we know, probably not more than 10 minutes. And the fact of the matter is, but sometimes lasts how long? I have attended in Pakistan an hour long. I mean, I could not believe, literally, like, I was just like, what's going on here? 1 hour long. The whole time is 2 hours, including everything. Yeah. I mean, it's very common for khutbahs, even in the Masjid Nabawi, sometimes 45 minutes long. And this is standard. People are accustomed to it now. They know what to expect. And I understand the flip side of the coin. And that is that the flip side of the coin is very simple. And that is that the only time the Muslims are hearing any lecture is khutbah. So you might as well benefit them. And I understand this point as well. It's a flip side, that the tension. So we have decided 25 minutes to 30 max is what we do. And that's what most of North America does by and large, is that between 25 to 30 minutes is what most of North America does, and that is fine as well, inshallah ta'ala. What is the significance of the extra takbirat? There's simply that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, that you may praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of what He has guided you. So the point of the extra worship is that you always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And that's what we do in Salatul Eid as well, that we're always praising Allah more to make it something different. There's nothing other than extra praise that we're thanking Allah for having guided us. Any other questions, inshallah? So inshallah, with this, we will actually conclude our fiqh of Salah lesson.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أما استحييت تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلي